Richard Dawkins, perhaps the most famous advocate of evolution in the 21st century, explained that the mechanism of evolution is non-random survival of randomly varying hereditary instructions in the article The Illusion of Design, Natural Selection, No Mechanism. By Richard, William Nelson. Richard Dawkins, perhaps the most famous advocate of evolution in the 21st century, explained that natural selection represents a non-random survival of randomly varying hereditary instructions in the article The Illusion of Design published in the Natural History magazine. Dawkins' logic defines modern neo-Darwinism. Jerry Fodor and Massimo Piattelli-Palmarini, in their new book What Darwin Got Wrong, delivers a stunning exposé on the Dawkins's inane assertion that natural selection is 1. A logical theory, and 2. Is non-random. Seasoned by decades of scientific investigation, Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini begin by demonstrating that even Darwin's theory of natural selection is fatally flawed. Not only flawed, but they also view the concept as simply an intentional fallacy. Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini are not lone critics. With over 20 pages of references, the authors demonstrate that the theory of natural selection is no more than circular reasoning, a tautology. Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini explain. There is at the heart of adaptation's theories of evolution, a confusion between, 1, the claim that evolution is a process in which creatures with adaptive traits are selected and, 2, the claim that evolution is a process in which creatures are selected for their adaptive traits. Darwinism is committed to inferring, 2, from, 1, dot. Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini conclude, we think this argument, although ubiquitous in the literature, is fallacious. Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini also address Dawkins' issue of non-random survival by pointing out that non-random processes require a mechanism to overcome entropy randomness. The obvious question is, what is the mechanism that natural selection uses to overcome nature's tendency towards randomness? To answer this question, Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini quote from Gabriel Dover, 2006, the British geneticist that coined the term molecular drive. Selection is not a process as such with predictable outcomes based on fixed, selective powers of individual genes controlling aspects of phenotype. The evidence demonstrates that natural selection does not deliver predictable outcomes. Lack of evidence for a predictable outcome highlights the fact that natural selection does not have an operational mechanism to overcome randomness to increase complexity, the essence of evolution. Despite over 150 years of investigation since the publication of The Origin of Species, no known natural law exists to operate natural selection as a non-random process. Darwin's dilemma intensifies. Contrary to Dawkins' assertion, natural selection is simply a random process. What is the role of natural selection, then? For Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini. We think of natural selection as tuning the piano, not composing the melody. Natural selection is not a non-random force of evolution, as championed by Dawkins. While they may disagree on natural selection, they share the same worldview. As Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini explain, we are outright, card-carrying, sign-up, die-in-the-wool, no-holds-barred atheists. Contradictory theories on evolution, including natural selection, highlight why there is no 21st-century consensus on evolution. The theory, ironically, was Darwin's biggest problem. In his own words, natural selection is by far the most serious special difficulty which my theory has encountered. Since 1859, evolutionary scientists have increasingly appreciated Darwin's angst over Darwin's central thesis, natural selection. Genesis. While the theory of evolution remains a minefield of competing ideas, the Genesis account is compatible with scientific evidence. As Italian geneticist Giuseppe Sermonti explains, science has taken on the great wager, and lost. Scientific evidence, however, is compatible with the Genesis account. As Carolus Linnaeus, the Swedish botanist who formalized the modern system of naming organisms, explains, I saw the infinite, all-knowing, and all-powerful God from behind. I followed his footsteps over nature's fields and saw everywhere an eternal wisdom and power, an inscrutable perfection. Evolution is a philosophy, not a valid scientific theory. Published in the Natural History magazine. Dawkins' logic defines modern neo-Darwinism. Jerry Fodor and Massimo Piattelli-Palmarini, in their new book What Darwin Got Wrong, delivers a stunning exposé on the Richard Dawkins, perhaps the most famous advocate of evolution in the 21st century, explained that natural selection represents a non-random survival of randomly varying hereditary instructions in the article The Illusion of Design published in the Natural History magazine. Dawkins' logic defines modern neo-Darwinism. Jerry Fodor and Massimo Piattelli-Palmarini, in their new book What Darwin Got Wrong, delivers a stunning exposé on the Dawkins's inane assertion that natural selection is 1, a logical theory, and 2, is non-random. Seasoned by decades of scientific investigation, Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini begin by demonstrating that even Darwin's theory of natural selection is fatally flawed. Not only flawed, but they also view the concept as simply an intentional fallacy. Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini are not lone critics. With over 20 pages of references, the authors demonstrate that the theory of natural selection is no more than circular reasoning, a tautology. Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini explain. There is at the heart of adaptation's theories of evolution, a confusion between, 1, the claim that evolution is a process in which creatures with adaptive traits are selected and, 2, the claim that evolution is a process in which creatures are selected for their adaptive traits. Darwinism is committed to inferring, 2, from, 1, dot. Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini conclude, we think this argument, although ubiquitous in the literature, is fallacious. Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini also address Dawkins' issue of non-random survival by pointing out that non-random processes require a mechanism to overcome entropy randomness. The obvious question is, what is the mechanism that natural selection uses to overcome nature's tendency towards randomness? To answer this question, Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini quote from Gabriel Dover, 2006, the British geneticist that coined the term molecular drive, selection is not a process as such with predictable outcomes based on fixed, selective powers of individual genes controlling aspects of phenotype. The evidence demonstrates that natural selection does not deliver predictable outcomes. Lack of evidence for a predictable outcome highlights the fact that natural selection does not have an operational mechanism to overcome randomness to increase complexity, the essence of evolution. Despite over 150 years of investigation since the publication of The Origin of Species, no known natural law exists to operate natural selection as a non-random process. Darwin's dilemma intensifies. Contrary to Dawkins' assertion, natural selection is simply a random process. What is the role of natural selection, then? For Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini. We think of natural selection as tuning the piano, not composing the melody. Natural selection is not a non-random force of evolution, as championed by Dawkins. While they may disagree on natural selection, they share the same worldview. As Fodor and Piattelli-Palmarini explain, we are outright, card-carrying, sign-up, die-in-the-wool, no-holds-barred atheists. Contradictory theories on evolution, including natural selection, highlight why there is no 21st-century consensus on evolution. The theory, ironically, was Darwin's biggest problem. In his own words, natural selection is by far the most serious special difficulty which my theory has encountered. Since 1859, evolutionary scientists have increasingly appreciated Darwin's angst over Darwin's central thesis, natural selection. Genesis. While the theory of evolution remains a minefield of competing ideas, the Genesis account is compatible with scientific evidence. As Italian geneticist Giuseppe Sermonti explains, science has taken on the great wager, and lost. Scientific evidence, however, is compatible with the Genesis account. As Carolus Linnaeus, the Swedish botanist who formalized the modern system of naming organisms, explains, I saw the infinite, all-knowing, and all-powerful God from behind. I followed his footsteps over nature's fields and saw everywhere an eternal wisdom and power, an inscrutable perfection. Evolution is a philosophy, not a valid scientific theory. Dawkins's inane assertion that 1. Natural selection is a logical theory, and 2. Natural selection is non-random. Seasoned by decades of scientific investigation, Fodor and Piattelli Palmarini begin by demonstrating that even Darwin's theory of natural selection is fatally flawed. Not only flawed, but they also view the concept of natural selection as simply an intentional fallacy. Fodor and Piattelli Palmarini are not lone critics. With over 20 pages of references, the authors demonstrate that the theory of natural selection is no more than circular reasoning, a tautology. Fodor and Piattelli Palmarini explain. There is at the heart of adaptation's theories of evolution, a confusion between, 1, the claim that evolution is a process in which creatures with adaptive traits are selected and, 2, the claim that evolution is a process in which creatures are selected for their adaptive traits. Darwinism is committed to inferring, 2, from, 1, dot. Fodor and Piattelli Palmarini conclude, we think this argument, although ubiquitous in the literature, is fallacious. Fodor and Piattelli Palmarini also address Dawkins' issue of non-random survival by pointing out that non-random processes require a mechanism to overcome entropy randomness. The obvious question is, what is the mechanism that natural selection uses to overcome nature's tendency towards randomness? To answer this question, Fodor and Piattelli Palmarini quote from Gabriel Dover, 2006, the British geneticist that coined the term molecular drive, selection is not a process as such with predictable outcomes based on fixed, selective powers of individual genes controlling aspects of phenotype. The evidence demonstrates that natural selection does not deliver predictable outcomes. Lack of evidence for a predictable outcome highlights the fact that natural selection does not have an operational mechanism to overcome randomness to increase complexity, the essence of evolution. Despite over 150 years of investigation since the publication of The Origin of Species, no known natural law exists to operate natural selection as a non-random process. Darwin's dilemma intensifies. Contrary to Dawkins' assertion, natural selection is simply a random process. What is the role of natural selection, then? For Fodor and Piattelli Palmarini. We think of natural selection as tuning the piano, not composing the melody. Natural selection is not a non-random force of evolution, as championed by Dawkins. While they may disagree on natural selection, they share the same worldview. As Fodor and Piattelli Palmarini explain, we are outright, card-carrying, sign-up, die-in-the-wool, no-holds-barred atheists. Contradictory theories on evolution, including natural selection, highlight why there is no 21st-century consensus on evolution. Natural selection, ironically, was Darwin's biggest problem. In his own words, natural selection is by far the most serious special difficulty which my theory has encountered. Since 1859, evolutionary scientists have increasingly appreciated Darwin's angst over Darwin's central thesis, natural selection. Genesis. While the theory of evolution remains a minefield of competing ideas, the Genesis account is compatible with scientific evidence. As Italian geneticist Giuseppe Sermonti explains, science has taken on the great wager, and lost. Scientific evidence, however, is compatible with the Genesis account. As Carolus Linnaeus, the Swedish botanist who formalized the modern system of naming organisms, explains, I saw the infinite, all-knowing, and all-powerful God from behind. I followed his footsteps over nature's fields and saw everywhere an eternal wisdom and power, an inscrutable perfection. Evolution is a philosophy, not a valid scientific theory.